So when did you notice Roswell really starting to change?
Let me see, what was the first change we had, really big change? See, Sandy Springs started first with the supermarkets, with the Big Apple, I believe they called it. Big Star, what was the one in Sandy Springs? Well, it began to change in the 60s, and then, when they built Lake Lanier, me and my partners in the well business made a lot of wells up there.
Oh, you made wells too?
I've been in the well business, well drilling and boring. I've been in the grading business, heavy equipment. I've been in demolition, house moving, building.
You've done a little bit of everything. Or a whole lot of everything.
Tony told me one day down at the skillet, we're sitting there talking. Tony says, "Torson, let me tell you something." No, he says, "How old are you?" And he said, "Don't tell me, because you'd lie to me." But says, "If you've done half what you've already told me you've done, you're 150 years old. But like I say, I was like my dad. He always had the farming, the merchant, and the carpentry. I remember one time he was talking about he got a raise. He was number one carpenter, and he got a raise at 2.5 cents an hour. And then when World War II came on, he went to work at, he helped build the barracks and everything over there around Dobbins Air Force Base.
You're a good type of person having the family, because you can help people out with all different kinds of projects and stuff.
Yeah, my grandchildren, when they were little, anything come up, say, "Get Big D pocket knife, he fix it." Big D fix it, he pocket knife, and I love that.
Oh. So how many children did you have?
I had two.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
Two children, six grandchildren, seven great-grandchildren.
Wow, that's quite a family.
You got one great-grandchild that's dual citizenship. She's Lebanese and American.
Wow.
Then Miss Maggie was born 2 months ago, and I don't know where she, I don't know where she's Lebanese or Greek, or I don't know what she is, because I don't even know where she was born. I know about where she was born, but she's in there in the mission field. I've been blessed in that respect. All my kids are, all my kids and grandkids except one, is my daughter and her husband. He is a senior pastor at Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. They have all 12 grades of school. My son has a youth camp in North Carolina. We ran 2,500 kids through there last summer, 50%
wow.
of the time spent in the Bible, 50% in recreation. And then one of my granddaughters and her husband are there. And I've got a granddaughter in Dallas-Fort Worth in Southwestern Seminary studying Greek and Hebrew. She'll be teaching at she'll be a professor in a Christian college. And I got a grandson in Lynchburg that, he's not right now, he was a youth pastor at church up there. And then the one grandson that's, well, he's building a building for the camp, but that's his truck out there. He's a contractor, house builder.
So, does he live around here?
No, he lives in Andrews, North Carolina.
Andrews, North Carolina? That's where I'm from.
Well, that's where the youth camp is. What part of Andrews? Who you know in Andrews?
Well, my family is originally from Robbinsville, but then they moved to Andrews when I was little. So I graduated from Andrews High School. But my mom and my dad, they graduated from Robbinsville, which is, you know, the next town over.